Well, we're supposed to have a meeting starting Thursday. I've been wrestling all night long with the spirit. My wife and I, we have started watching Brother Hagin. We go to bed with him on, and we watch him for hours and hours. Meeting we had gone to, and we see many times how much emphasis God place on the fact of flowing in that same vein.
Yes, sir.
If not, it would be lost.
Yeah.
I had the experience at John Osteen Church many years ago. First time meeting Brother Hagin, and the Lord said, I've given you the self-same spirit. I didn't really know what he was talking about. And so I said, God, I want to see him. I was sitting off to the side. I want to see his face. And he came to the side of that pulpit, stayed there the whole while. And when God told me he had given me the self-same spirit, he told me how many years he had been ministering, 59. I got a word of knowledge, how many years he'd been ministering. And if some of the things that the Spirit want to say to us, the Holy Spirit, the Lord says, I was going to teach on prosperity restoration. But the Lord said the body of Christ need to know many things about my spirit. How to function, how to flow, and how to operate beyond feeling.
Yes, sir.
How to function, how to flow, and how to operate beyond feeling.
Yes, sir.
Feeling will be there, but there's a place. Well, even faith is beyond feeling,
yes,
right? Amen?
Yes, sir.
And so in these meetings, how many you have online? In this meeting, anything goes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit takes over.
Yes, sir.
And our position here is you get your answers, all the answers you need.
Yes.
But our position here is to yield. Yield and not to get stuck in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
The flesh mostly travel by emotion. And you don't want to get stuck there because there's encounters. What I say? There are encounters God wants you to have. And when by having encounters, there are certain realm of experiences in the spirit that the church must be in now. There's certain realms in the spirit we must be in. We'll talk about some realms Sunday, but it's going to be different.
Yes, sir.
I know I'm going to have to start holding these Holy Ghost meetings. That mean whatever the Holy Ghost want to do.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And boy, he knows some things to do.
Right?
Yeah, he, I feel his presence already.
Yes,
and I believe we got the right crowd here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I believe that. And you have to have a certain element of maturity to flow in the Holy Ghost. Because one of the things that to stop the flow of the Holy Ghost is, listen very carefully, sense interruption. Your sense will interrupt you, and God tell you to do something. The Holy Ghost said do something, and your sense interrupt you trying to save face. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so, Father, we thank you today as we open this Holy Ghost meeting. I don't know how long you want to go, what you want to do. But I'm willing to be a vessel to be used. I humble myself under your mighty hand. Utterance, gifts, fruits, movement of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for it here and around the world with those who are connected. This meeting was called 4 days this morning. That's Holy Ghost right there. Thank you so much. We'll follow your leading and help us to yield and understand what the Holy Spirit is saying. In Jesus' name, thank you for utterance. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to John chapter 3. And we're going to begin dealing with developing intimacy with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Developing intimacy with the Holy Ghost. Now that word intimacy means closeness. Mm-hmm. Close to the Holy Ghost. And listen very carefully. When you developing intimacy with the Holy Ghost, you're developing a private atmosphere between you and Him.
Yes, sir.
I heard that.
Yes, sir.
Other words, in developing, God is aiming to reveal to you how to have a private atmosphere with just you and the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Another word comes in developing intimacy with the Holy Ghost is partnership.
Yes.
Divine partnership.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You may not have understood this. I haven't understood it like I should. But intimacy with the Holy Ghost bring you into friendship with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
These are terms we probably never heard, you know. Friendship with the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
partnership with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Now, this first statement studying the intimacy of the Spirit, there are profound things to consider. You must be willing to go deeper.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You will shake your senses up.
Yes.
And your neighbor. You must be willing to go deeper and apply. Deeper and apply what he tell you to do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now you're not the Holy Ghost. You're not going to be able to do what he tell you to do through your intellect. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And then in dealing with the Holy Ghost, it had to be with your spirit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, sir.
Well, your soul will give you a substitute.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you thank you developing intimacy with the Spirit, but you're developing intimacy with yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Your soul is self-conscious.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir.
Your senses is world-conscious, and your spirit is God-conscious. You got that?
Yep.
God-conscious. God-consciousness is in your spirit. It's the only place it can be. Now, you can take it to your soul, and they take it, but don't let them be an imitator.
Right, right. Yes, sir.
So we open here with that in mind. Here are two major things from the scriptures that will put you in the spirit. John chapter 3, verse 6.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
John chapter 3, verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
Right.
Now that's where Satan wants to keep you at.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he don't hear all the accolades and all of this jumping and shouting. He just don't want you to get in the spirit.
Right.
See? Yeah, he don't mind. He don't mind. He come to church, clap a hand with you and everything. That which is born, that word born is so important. See, intimacy with the Holy Spirit is a constant birthing.
Yes, sir.
Constant.
Of divine positions. Mm-hmm. Constantly birthing of divine position.
Wow.
It's a birth factor. Mm-hmm. The spirit world is a birthing factor.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How many understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, it you have to become impregnated.
Yes.
By higher power.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
So that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Now notice the next statement. What it says? Born of the Spirit is spirit.
That's right.
So Satan's job is to give you a substitute birth.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That you won't go into the atmosphere or to the depth that the Holy Spirit wants you to operate in. Now we're talking about developing intimacy with the Holy Spirit, developing intimacy with the Holy Ghost. That voice has to be understood. This educated man Jesus talking to, and he couldn't go over. He couldn't cross over because he didn't know the difference between the natural and the supernatural. So Jesus gave him that statement. This morning where we're going, we've got to get this statement. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Second thing we have to prelude in order to walk in this dimension. Just turn that over to John 4 now. John 4, I thought I was going to read one or two verses, but let's just start at the 21st verse. John 4, he's talking to this woman now.
Yes, sir.
Jesus is.
Yes, sir.
Because John 4, 21 said, Jesus said unto her.
Yes.
Well, I like to listen when Jesus says something. Yeah, that's one thing. If you're going to flow in the spirit, you got to be ready to listen when Jesus says something.
Yes, sir.
Because he always aiming to take you in the spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Out of anything that Satan trying to do in your life, out of anything that you've been hindered with, in Holy Ghost meeting, you can have encounters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It would cause you to act like a god in your situation.
Wow.
Well, you listen to me?
Yes, sir.
I see, are you really listening?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yeah. Here is a type of experience that one must understand and yet not understand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yielding and flowing. Say yielding.
Yielding.
And flowing.
And flowing.
And then I say this by the direction of the Holy Spirit, you really don't know how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. Yes, sir.
See, you really don't. He used different ways. It's always being the spirit,
mm-hmm.
but he has no pattern.
Mm-hmm.
He may do it one way for me.
Yeah. Right, right.
We may have the same problem.
He'd
do it one way for me and do it another way for you.
Yes, sir.
But you got to catch on.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Yeah, sometimes we, I don't know if this is a word, patternize. The things of God so much because somebody else went one way. We think we got to go that way. No, the Holy Spirit have millions of ways to do the same thing another way. You didn't hear me?
Yes, sir.
Millions of ways to do the same thing another way.
Yes, sir.
And so we have to be open. Just because it's not going like it went for her doesn't mean it's not going for you.
Right, right.
So here in the 21st verse, Jesus said unto her, he wanted to give her some instruction like he gave that man Nicodemus, woman, believe me that thou that the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Notice how many times you're going to use the word worship now. Ye worship, you know not what. See. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jew. But the hour comes and now is when the true worshipers.
Yes, sir.
See, you won't get in the flow, you see.
Yes, sir.
You got to be true worshipers. Shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Notice the last part of the verse 23. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Here I am.
Here I am.
Verse 24. It tells you intimacy in the spirit. You have to understand God is a spirit.
Yes.
And now the last part of this 24th verse means any transaction that you're going to make with God, you're going to have to be in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
That's what it means.
Yes, sir.
He said they didn't worship him as worship in the spirit and truth, but anything. I mean, read his word, any direction, prayer, you're going to be done in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And it is, and this word packed that for us. The word packed that for us. All right?
Yes, sir.
Write this in your note. Special expectation. Special encounters, plural. Special experiences, plural, in the Holy Ghost, in a Holy Ghost meeting. Mm-hmm. We ought to have special expectation of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to have special encounter with the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Getting ready to live in special experiences.
Yes, sir.
With the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Developing, say this with me, developing
intimacy
with the Holy Ghost.
With the Holy Ghost.
Wow, my. And when he spoke to me this morning, he says, tell them what a privilege given to us to be able to get closer and closer to the Holy Ghost on a daily basis. Let me say that to you again. What a privilege given to us to be able to get closer and closer to the Holy Ghost on a daily basis. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to get closer.
Hallelujah.
Now, here's what I heard in the spirit. Get ready.
Hallelujah.
Divine information about your situation is on the way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In other words, you're going to get some clear answers out of nowhere.
Yes, sir.
You're just going to know what to do.
Yes, sir.
You just going to know what to say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's coming on you now.
Yes, sir.
Answers.
Yes, sir.
Direction.
Direction.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father.
Yes, sir.
Here's one. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Here's a statement that the Holy Ghost revealed to me. I knew somewhat about it, but he wanted me to teach it to the body of Christ in his Holy Ghost meeting. Acknowledging your infirmities is a grand entrance into intimacy with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledging your infirmities. Your infirmities are there for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Your infirmities are there to let you know you can't make it.
Yes, sir.
without me. So acknowledging your infirmity. Now, you know, you really got to be in the spirit to do that. People don't want to talk about no infirmity. See? But I want you to get this down, because there's something going to happen here. Acknowledging your infirmities is a grand entrance into intimacy with the Holy Spirit. The reason many people cannot get into intimacy with the Holy Spirit is they will not acknowledge to God their infirmity. Wow. We got to go around talking about, I'm infirm. We're not talking about that.
Right.
I'm weak. We're not even talking about that. Yeah. Just know you're weak.
Yes, sir.
Just know you got infirmity. That's what he's talking about. Let the Holy Spirit reveal to you, you need me.
Yes, sir.
Because if a person does not acknowledge their infirmity, the Holy Spirit can't lead them.
Right.
Can't teach them.
Yes, sir.
That's why sometimes, thank God, sometimes intellect get in the way.
Right.
You the smartest person in your class? Whoa, my. See. Sometimes it's better being the dumbest person in the realm of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
As you know, you need help.
Yes, sir.
Lord, if you don't show up, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Here we have a setting. I really want to shout on just this setting here, because this is so powerful. I'll make the statement over again. You in 1 Corinthians 12, like 2 Corinthians 12. That's where I want you. 2 Corinthians. We'll get to 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 12. That's where I want to go. Now listen, I want to make that statement again. Acknowledging your infirmities, right?
Yes, sir.
Infirmities. All y'all know y'all got infirmities. Anybody in here don't have infirmities? You God. You Jesus. You the Holy Spirit. Now, notice this. You see, in the Spirit, when the Spirit of God is leading you, sometimes you're out of it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Yes, sir.
You sometimes you don't know where you are.
Yes, sir.
And you don't know the next word you're supposed to say. You don't know the next step you're supposed to make.
Right.
Because it has to be a total surrendering. Write that down.
Yes, sir.
Total surrendering. Some people never moved in the Spirit of God. We're gonna see move of the Holy Ghost. I feel His presence now.
Yes,
I don't know exactly what He wanna do up here this morning,
yes,
but I know He's gonna do something.
Yes,
hallelujah. It's a Holy Ghost meeting.
Yes, sir.
You honor the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is going to honor you.
Right.
And one of the grand ways of honoring the Holy Ghost is to recognize you have infirmity.
Yes, sir.
When a man reads, well, I'm going to show you in scriptures here. Things happen to people when they recognize they need the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
here in 2 Corinthians 12, Paul has a vision here, but I know he's talking about himself. Verse 1, it's not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Vision and revelation. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Vision. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Both of them plural.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for vision.
Thank God for vision.
Thank God for revelation.
Thank God for revelation.
Now he talks about this man in verse 2. And he's going to get down to why this happened to that man, because of infirmities.
All right.
And the Spirit was able to do things with him that could not be done with a person who think they know everything.
Right.
Somebody said this. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. Somebody said that one time, you know. Because you hooked up to a Big Mac truck.
Mm-hmm.
It about to pull you some places in the spirit.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
So you really need to be empty this morning.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to know what scripture you know.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost don't want to know that this morning. Yes, He's trying to take you somewhere you haven't been before.
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 You know, each time you do that, you're inviting Him.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name. For the Lord is good. What's the next statement is? And his mercy endureth forever. And I'm ready for it. Change is about to take place in the neighborhood you live. Because you live there. And the Spirit, the Spirit will have an opportunity to do some things in your neighborhood just because you live there. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Notice the second verse now. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Here's what seeing the Spirit, you just got the flow, baby. He said, whether in the body, I cannot tell, whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. See, that's the way you got to be trusting. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body, out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth how that he was caught up into paradise and heard what?
Unspeakable
words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter.
My God. Wow.
Notice what he said in verse 5 now. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory. Get out the way. See, but in mine infirmity. Glory in your infirmity. Glory in your infirmity. Glory in your infirmity. What that mean? Glory in my infirmity. Nobody won't do that. In the natural, in the soul, in the sense realm. But in the spirit realm, you better know how to glory in your infirmities so God can move you to another place. Pride come right before the fall. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he'll lift you what? In due time. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now this is a shifting in the spirit. You see, now that voice is packing divine instruction. Verse 5. As such as one will I of such an one will I glory, yet myself I would not glory, but in my infirmities. Now you know that's not easy to do with us. You got two cars and a house, a black and white dog. You know, you're so proud. The Lord done so much for me. For though I would desire the glory, all of us do, I shall not be a fool. You with me?
Yes,
for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above than what he sees me to be, that he hears of me. See, stay out of the way. You heard me? Stay out of the way. Yes, stay out of the way, because when things begin to accomplish in your life, you got to be careful.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you'll go to thinking you're doing it.
Right.
And the Lord will draw his hand back.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just sit it with me. I'm ready for promotion.
I'm ready for promotion.
In the spirit.
In the spirit.
Now, that means that when you promote it in the spirit, everything else promotes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Now, I have to continue reading here. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation that were given to me, a throne in the flesh. Something I had to keep depending on God for. The messenger of Satan to buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure. See, you don't want to go too high. Stay low.
Yes, sir.
Let your yield turn. For this thing I besought the Lord twice that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength. You look at this now. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. What a profound statement. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. More gladly, therefore, look what he says now. More gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities. Now look what next. That's the Holy Ghost. That the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, I take pleasure over and over again in infirmities, in reproach. In y'all ever been through any stuff? In necessity, in persecution. Anybody ever been in that? In distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak. So that means when I think I'm strong, I'm weak.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Yes.
But when I know what Ephesians 6:10 says, who know what Ephesians 6:10 says? Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's when you're flowing like you should flow.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
Now, in order to further address your infirmities that the Holy Ghost can fall, turn to Romans 8:26 now. Acknowledging my infirmities, glorying in my infirmities, knowing that God about to take me somewhere, knowing that the Holy Ghost about to move in my life.
Yes, sir.
Romans 8:26 now. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. See that word keep coming up. You see that?
Yes, sir.
For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then go on to the 27th verse now. Because there's two or three things the Lord wants to show you here. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. The mind of the Spirit. That's what I want you to get there.
Yes, sir.
The mind of the Spirit. He knows the mind of the Spirit. He's searching the heart, but he knows the mind of the Spirit. So I mean to have intimacy with the Holy Ghost. Through your infirmities, God can reveal to you the mind of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
No, this is not a scripture. It's inside of scripture.
Amen.
It is the Spirit that quickened it, not the scripture.
Yeah. Right, right, right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he that searches his heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Say mind of the Spirit.
Mind of the Spirit.
Because he make intercession for the saints according. Now here's another aspect of being led by the Spirit in that same voice. According to the will of God.
Yes, sir.
See, the Spirit of God operate and function according to the will of God.
Yes, sir.
But you got to have the mind of the Spirit to know you're going the right way.
Yes, sir.
Because it's not going to be normal territory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, nothing normal.
Yes, sir. Not normal.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, whatever he tell you, do it.
Yes, sir.
We'll get to that in a while, but that's powerful, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir.
So there we go. All things went together for good.
Yeah.
Those who led by the Spirit, they're in the 28th verse. All things went together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. Yeah, the Spirit will never lead you wrong.
Yep. Yep.
He'll never lead you wrong.
Yes, sir.
You know, I tell people, you know, it sounds awkward, shout over your infirmities.
Yes, sir.
I can't do this and I can't do that. Glory to God.
Yes,
but then I go to Philippians 4:13.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. I can do all things through Christ, what strengthens me. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So, infirmities. This one track we got to get on for this meeting. Recognize that any moment God may reveal something to you, you have no idea about it, but he takes you in there in that intimacy.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll go a little further over here because this is very tedious territory. We talk about glorying in infirmity and the mind of the Spirit and the will of God. There's a certain type of preaching that calls intimacy with the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, There's a certain type of preaching that produce demonstration in the spirit. And you know, in a Holy Ghost meeting, that's what we expected.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Demonstration of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you're sitting right there, the Holy Ghost get up in your body and rearrange all your organs and change everything. I mean, just while we're talking.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's a word. There's a word I want to encourage you to take a hold of called expectation.
Expectation.
Expect something to happen.
Yes.
Believe something happening right now.
Yes.
Believe something is changing right now in your life because you're under God's word.
Yes,
and you're learning how to come into intimacy with the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost who knows everything.
Yes.
Huh? There's no power can stop him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. There's no place he can't take you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
See?
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let's look a few moments in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. Oh, my. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I'll say this to you. Because you're listening so well. You're gone.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you copatalas. You sitting right here. Sitting here listening. You're moving to another dimension.
Yes, sir.
Your prayer going to be different.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm not trying to make him excited. Your prayer is going to be different.
Yes, sir.
Your worship going to be different.
Yes, sir.
And I got another one to tell you. You ready?
Yes.
All your results going to be different from this day forward. Because they're going to be guided by the Spirit. You're going to have answers. You're going to have understanding. You're going to have wisdom that you never used before. Holy Spirit led wisdom.
Holy Spirit led
understanding.
Holy Spirit led understanding.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, sir.
Expect never to be the same again. Get ahead of myself a little bit on purpose. Expectation encounters with the Holy Ghost. Experience under your belt. He brought me out of this. That's why David was able to face Goliath. David said, I faced him bad, lying. And I knew I couldn't stop him, but some kind of way I whooped the lion. I know what the same power that helped me, you see, experience, having some experiences under your belt.
Right, sir. Yes, sir.
In the spirit realm. I've seen, oh my God, over these 48 years, I've seen some things, impossible things happen.
Yes, sir.
You know, I had to look at myself sometimes and say, is this you? You don't even know yourself sometimes. Because God, one thing the Holy Spirit wants me to, he's easing on me now to tell you that he's always accurate.
Yes, always.
He's always accurate. And his accuracies are coming up on you this morning. Accurate word, accurate steps, accurate answer, accurate understanding, accuracy. I mean, there's no makotility. There's no power in the world more accurate than the Holy Ghost. And that accuracy get in your life. You be led by the Spirit. They don't care how it look, how it feel, you led. You trust Him. Accuracy. Coming to my life today.
Thank you, Lord.
So in reading, you may be seated, in reading here in 1 Corinthians 2 now. We're still talking about infirmity. It's a grand entrance into intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Paul knew that. That was Paul telling us in 2 Corinthians 12. Now here in 1 Corinthians 2, he says, oh, I got to read the whole thing. If we want to move in the Spirit like it should, we got to put these scriptures in there. Yes, right. Verse 1 saying, I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. It's an important verse. For I determined not to know anything among you. Now here is a activation of the Spirit when he says, save Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Yes, sir.
Christ, the cross, and the crucifixion has to be respected.
Yes, sir.
Because they're the one released the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
And the seated position on the right hand of God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
And wake up. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You can't go to sleep yet. You miss something. You've been sleeping long enough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the spirit world. We've been up in churches. We've been sleeping in the church.
Yeah.
Not moving like we should.
Yes,
we should be turning things over during these times.
Yes.
All right. Now he says, verse 3, of which you, here's again, in what?
Weakness.
Weakness. Say it, weakness.
Weakness.
See, weakness means breaking down your soul and breaking down your senses to know they don't know enough to take care of you.
Wow.
Your senses don't know enough to take care of you. Your soul don't know enough to take care of you. See? And so you got to recognize you're weak. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. He's positioning himself for the glory of God to wrap him up.
Yes, sir.
You heard me?
Yes, sir.
And then he said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing word of man wisdom. Here we go. Here we go. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. How many see that?
Yes, sir.
Demonstration, say it.
Demonstration.
Of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
And of power.
And of power.
Belong to me.
Belong to me.
Any moment.
Any moment.
Any time. In any situation.
Any situation.
And from this day forward.
And from this day forward.
I will be looking for it.
I will be looking for it. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I decree.
I decree
demonstration of the Spirit.
Demonstration of the Spirit.
And power.
And power.
In my life.
In my life.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Now you need to say something, y'all. Y'all need to say something. Glory, hallelujah, praise God or something. Because when you do that, you're opening your spirit. You can't be foggy in these kind of meetings.
Yes, sir.
You got to be open. You can't have no glow over you, some other kind of glow. No, we're looking for the glory.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Now, I've had 4 or 5 times I could have took off.
Yes, sir.
No, but I'm training you.
Yes, sir.
These Holy Ghost meetings, the Holy Ghost got to stay in charge.
Yes, sir.
Because we can go off in emotion and not and left something out.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost wants to say to us this morning.
Yes, sir.
He's preparing us to live a Holy Ghost free life.
Holy Ghost free life.
A life free in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Knowing that nothing can never jam you again.
Right.
No situation can come up you don't have an answer.
Yeah. Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
No phone call going to throw you off track.
Yeah. Right.
Because you already know what's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
God going to lead you in the green pasture.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When one learned that, then nothing can come up in the system, nothing can come up in their life, nothing can come up with their children, nothing can come up with their grandchildren, nothing can come up in their marriage, nothing can come up because God got it handled. God knows how to follow the Spirit. Sometimes following the Spirit is shut up.
Yeah.
Stand still.
Yeah.
And know that I'm God.
Yeah.
Don't you augur? Don't you augur a victory you already have? You're saying you don't have it. If you're going to argue with it, you're saying you don't have it.
Right, right.
Say, I believe I receive.
I believe I receive.
That's over.
That's over.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Hallelujah.
Go to something else now.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Don't give that demon that much attention.
Yeah.
He kick up dust and say certain things. Don't give it to him.
Yeah.
Lift your hand and praise God. He can't stand praise. He can't stand praise because he can't praise no more. He has lost his praise, but you still got your praise. You can do something he can't do. He lost his praise, but I still got a praise. Do you have a praise? I still can praise him. Satan can't praise him. So when I go over in the praise realm, Satan can't come over there. That's why he don't want you to raise your hand. That's why he don't want you to open your mouth. That's why he don't want you to dance. He can't go over there.
Glory to God.
He can fake it, but he can't make it. Real praise comes from a child of God. Praise is a knob on the spirit realm. When you praise God, you getting into the prayer, in the spirit realm, you see. Next time you have something to deal with, don't pray first. Praise him. Praise him. You know, we go to prayer. I know prayer is important. But just go ahead on. See, Satan get mixed up when you go to praising God. He said, she don't know what's going on. He don't know what's going on. No, they don't care. I don't care. I know I got the answer. See, when you go into praise, you go to prayer, you go to plead. But in praise, you go to pleasing God. I know you can handle it. I know we got this. I know it's all right. I know I'm free. I know I'm healed. I know I'm well. I know everything coming. See, you're praising it. See, praise drives Satan crazy. You see, I just don't want to start praying. I just don't want to start singing and raising a hand to my God is good. I don't want that. He is good, you know. Huh? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I believe I'm praying him right now. Hey, glory to God. I believe I'm praying him. I'll give him thanksgiving right now. The Lord been good to me. Anybody here the Lord been good to? Well, you're not praying him enough then. He been good to you? Well, praying him with all your might. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise create intimacy. Praise bring God on the scene. Praise wipe out the enemy. Praise ride you to another level. Praise is the way to get in God's presence faster than anywhere else. Praise is faster than prayer. Praise get you right in God's presence. Praise knock the enemy out the way. Praise bring in the glory of God on the spot right now. The glory of God come right on the spot. Praise. Erase your problem. Erase sorrow. I dare you praise him. I dare you praise him. I tell you, your problem leave when you're praising God. Your problem don't stand a chance when you're praising God. They don't stand a chance. I declare I'm a praiser. Say it. I declare I'm a praiser. I'm going to praise him the rest of my day. Praise invokes God's presence like nothing else. You go to praising God. Woo, the spirit go to moving when you praise God.
Yes.
Demonstration of the spirit and of power come when you start praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe I praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him at noontime. Praise him late at night. Sometime rise up in the bed and just lift your hand and praise him. Say, Lord, you've been good to me. Let it bring praise down in Dow Road, all down the street. Let the praise of God be all over Louisiana. Let the praise of God be all over the United States of America. We bring praise down. Praise. Praise. Glory, 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 glory. Be healed. Glory, 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 glory. Be healed. Glory, 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 glory. Be healed. Be healed. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus say, I can't stay here. No, he can't stay here. Demon power can't stay here. Why? Because we're going to praise him.
Hallelujah.
I bet you shout now what the Lord just said. I bet you everybody going to shout you now. The Lord just told me you going to shout. Drown your problems in praise. Never heard that before. Yeah, yeah. Drown every problem you got right now in praise. I mean drown it. Put it, drown it.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time it come up again, yeah, lift your hand and praise God.
Hallelujah.
Every problem you got right now, drown it. Every problem you got right now is drowning. You drown it with praise. Give glory to God. Now you know how to drown your problem. Now you know how to drown your problem. Now you know how to drown your problem. You know, praise. When you pray, joy gonna come.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, gladness gonna come. Yeah. Peace gonna come.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, multiplied mercy gonna come. Yeah, yeah, drown him with praise.
Glory to God.
You can't have no Holy Ghost meeting without praise.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost not gonna move without praise.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost can't move without praise. Praise him on purpose. Praise him on purpose. Sometimes your body don't want to do it. Sometimes your mind don't want to do it. But just purpose in your heart, I'm going to praise God. You, oh yeah, body, you're going to praise God today. Your hands, you're going up. Yeah, you're going to praise God. I don't care how you feel. You're going to praise God. So now what you going to do? All your problems drowned. Now he told me what you drown. Go tell everybody how you drown. You just drown your problem with the glory of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He swallowed it up.
Yes, sir.
You see, when you're led by the Spirit, when you create intimacy with the Spirit, you hear things in the spirit world. You know what I heard? Is all over. That's COVID and everything else. It's all over. For you.
For me. Yes, sir. It's all over.
No matter what happened,
it's all over.
It's all over. See, that's why I like to get in the presence of the Holy Ghost. He say things that man cannot mess with. He say things that man can't change. He say things that demons can't change. It's all over. See, maybe he called his Holy Ghost meeting to shut it down.
Yeah.
You get the Holy Ghost to move. You get the Holy Ghost to move, boy. He can shut them things down.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, holler over and tell somebody, I'm here for a reason. You online, find somebody to tell them, I'm here for a reason.
God. Thank you.
My, my, my. My, my, my. My, 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 my. My, 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 my. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. For the Lord is good. Shh. I preach myself happy. Hallelujah. Developing intimacy with the Holy Ghost. I had to take that up tonight. Developing intimacy with the Holy Ghost. We'll come back to Corinthians. I got two verses I want you to leave here with. So get your pen or get your Bible and make a statement. Then I'm going to close. Junior going to come. We'll come back tonight at 7 o'clock. Y'all be praying, all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say something that I never heard before, but the Lord gave it to me. Ignorance versus inspiration. Ignorance versus inspiration. Job 32:8. Job 32:8. You see where I'm going, right? Amen. Yeah, but they have the spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. See, there's a spirit. That's where you operate. You operate through the spirit. All right, now, we'll do some more with that, but Proverbs 20:27 now. And I'll finish reading the introduction and close. That's all we need in the introduction. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Got it? What is the candle of the Lord?
The spirit.
Searching all the inward part of the belly. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Searching all the inward parts of the soul. You didn't see it? That soul had to be searched out. That belly, that's a soul. See? Because that soul got to be searched every day. Because your soul is an imitator. Unless you train it to follow your spirit. Let me read this to you. Consider, apply, and dig deeper. Always place your presence in divine hands. The spirit will convert the image of your faith into physical reality and keep your thoughts in the path of truth. I'm going to go over it again. Always be available to the divine intentions of the Holy Ghost. Let me go over it again now. Consider, apply, and dig deeper.
Yes, sir.
Always place your presence in divine hands. The Spirit will convert the image of your faith into physical reality and keep your thoughts in the path of truth.
Yes.
And the last statement, always be available to the divine intentions of the Holy Ghost. There's some grounds we got to cover, such as stand full of the Spirit at all time by choice. Starting a flow that cannot be denied. We're going to talk about that tonight. Seeing through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Supernatural revelation
is the spark to demonstration of the Spirit. Sealing signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost in your life. Sealing them. Sealing them. Yeah, they can't get out. You can have a miracle when you get ready.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Then speaking in the Spirit, unfolding mysteries. Then there's to be in intimacy with the Spirit, there's a sevenfold anointing you got to wear. We're going to talk about a sevenfold anointing. I'm not giving you a scripture. I'm just giving you that you... Yeah. Because you've been studied wrong and come here tonight and trying to teach me. Studying the intimacy of the Spirit, there are profound things to consider. You must be willing to go deeper in what He tells you to do. And then there's two major verses we got to deal with. And we'll go back into some of that tonight. I need to finish this tonight, I guess. You still taking note?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit and your spirit is trying to send many victories to you. But your soul must be trained to make the transfer to your body and your senses. See.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now this one here gonna throw you a little bit, so read it over and over again. The body is the instrument of the Spirit through the soul.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 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 Yes, sir.
See. Mm-hmm. If the soul gives that body wrong direction, you're not gonna be led by the Spirit.
That's right.
You gotta know how to do it, you gotta know how to handle that. One of your greatest blessings or your greatest curse is your soul if you don't know how to control it.
So true.
Be aware of limitation of faith. That really is not faith. Faith has no limitation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll deal with some more of that tonight. God bless. Come on, Junior. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all try to be here tonight. Y'all try to be here.